Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Roger Williams Park Zoo, particularly the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. Diane Nahabedian is here. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations. Welcome back, Diane.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you back once again. You've been here several times with lots of interesting guests, but I think this might be one of the more interesting guests you bring because John Reckner is the founder and creator of the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. Welcome back, John.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you with us once again. And the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular is one of those traditions that's been going on in this area for quite a while now. About how many years has the spectacular been going at Roger Williams Park?
2001, Mike. So we're in the 18th season.
Wow. Yeah. So you started when you were 3 or 4, and now you're 25 or so, right? I'm guessing by your age. But 2001 was the beginning at Roger Williams Park. Did it start someplace before that?
We originated from small town of Oxford, Massachusetts.
Okay, I know that somebody lives there, I think.
Evolved. Yeah. The city of Providence found out about us, and we hooked up, and we've been there ever since.
Excellent. Diane, this is a very big attraction for the zoo and park. Is it the biggest attraction you probably have during the year?
I would say as an attraction, as an event, it's the biggest event that we have. It's also a large fundraiser that helps us with our animal care programming and our conservation programming. So, yeah, I mean, we attract every October between 125,000 and 140,000 people in those 32 nights. And a lot of them that might be their first introduction to Roger Williams Park Zoo. So they come for Jack-O-Lantern, they have a spectacular time, and then they come back and visit the zoo during the day.
Right. I know the last time we were here, we talked about the rainforest, which is a continuing exhibit that goes on, right?
It goes on, yeah. We're open from every single day of the year except Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving. So, you know, when Jack-O-Lantern is over, when you have a great time, come back during the day and warm up in the faces of the rainforest.
Right. Lots of things to see there. Many things. But today specifically, we're talking about the Jack-O-Lanterns and the carving thereof. And John, when you, I know we talked about this the last time you were here, I think, that something had to inspire you to carve a pumpkin and get as intricate as you finally have gotten.
Well, I'm inspired by having a nice landscaped environment like we do at the zoo, and to be able to highlight it with background lighting and to display our illuminated artwork and put it to an equal footing of the background music. So those three elements come into play, and that's what creates the magic.
And this is something that you don't do alone. You have a crew of people, right?
What's that, Mike?
You don't do this alone. You have...
Oh, no. I have over 20 artists, and then we have a battalion of people at the park itself that they do the thousands of background pumpkins. So it's quite an operation, and it's 2 months of, boot camp. And
a regular army of people that takes
that's
to put this on.
That's what it takes, Mike.
All right. Well, one of the things this year is you have a theme of various seasons, and winter is the first season we'll come across. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know what, Mike? We're always looking for a new theme. And I was looking at the cover of the Vivaldi Four Seasons, and I couldn't help but think we could do a lot of images just focusing on the Four Seasons. So that really inspired us to do that artwork. And then I think when you combine the Vivaldi music, it should be an interesting evening.
All right. Well, let's put a little music in here and get everybody... some music to get us in the mood. We'll get back to the subject at hand. And Diane, you mentioned something briefly in your opening statement about the funding that is received from the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular helps maintain the animals and so forth, right?
It does. So every event that we have, the money is used for animal conservation, environmental education, which is what the zoo is all about. So when you walk around the zoo, a lot of time, you know, you see animals that could be critically endangered or endangered. And so the work we're doing is to ensure that that never, ever happens, that no species goes extinct. And so the tickets that you're buying when you come to Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, that money helps us maintain those animals and make sure they're well cared for.
Right. And it takes more than ticket prices. I'm sure you have lots of people that make donations and corporations that help out and so forth, too.
We do. We have a philanthropy program, but, you know, it comes from a variety of sources. So, you know, whether it's a ticket, a ticket or a grant, it's coming from a number of sources.
It takes a village, right?
It does actually take a village to run a zoo like Roger Williams Park Zoo.
All right. Let's get back to John and the carving of the pumpkins. And I was talking to a friend of mine about this when I knew you were coming in. And I said, sometimes I'm amazed at you'd go to all that work, and then some night, at some point, it's going to freeze, and that pumpkin is going to be no more, or whatever. And that it was astounding that all that work is done, and then it's lost. But he said to me, well, it's kind of like you're singing. You sing to an audience, and once you're done, you're done. So I guess that's how you must look at it, right?
Well, you know, an incident we had this year, Mike, first pumpkin that one of our artists did was the Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving grandma bringing turkey to the table.
I can envision it.
She must have had 16 hours put into this. Come to find out, it had a rotten spot underneath it. I don't think we're going to be able to use it in the show, but inevitably it happens. So. Yeah. And I think that's what people appreciate, the fact that it is a perishable item and there's so much work that goes into it, and that's what makes it special.
All right. So we got Vivaldi playing the winter part of the Four Seasons, and then as winter rolls around, you get into summer. And is there, again, just different themes, summer items that you have there in the pumpkins?
Yeah, we will have images portraying different activities, wildlife, birds. We well represent each season.
Right. All right. Well, let's get to a little summer music, if you will. And I know one of your favorites and mine, Nat King Cole, and singing Lazy Hazy Days of Summer. We'll take a short break, and we'll come back and find out a lot more about the Roger Williams Park Zoo, in particularly the jack-o'-lantern.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners, then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer.
Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars and on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
The Roger Williams Park Zoo Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. It's that time of year again. And Diane, we want to make sure that people know how to get to the zoo, how to get tickets. They don't just walk up and find their way in. They should plan ahead, right?
Definitely plan ahead. If you get on our website, rwpzoo.org, you can buy tickets right online. If mm-hmm. you decide to come on a Friday, a Saturday, or a Sunday, you have to buy your tickets online. It's time ticketing. You know, like if you go into the movies, you pick your time.
Right.
Monday through Thursday, you can buy tickets online. Well in advance, tickets are on sale now. Or you can Monday through Thursday, you can decide at the last minute and walk up to the admissions booth. We're right off 95. There's plenty of parking. Just follow the parking attendants. You know, so it does get busy. And I know people in Rhode Island, we have long memories of traffic jams. Those are gone. So, but get on rwpzoo.org and you can get tickets right on the website.
Okay, so it's R-W-P-Z-O-O. Don't forget the O-O. And check that out. And the pricing is all there and everything.
Pricing right? is all there. The nights of our family fun nights. So we have 6 family fun nights, Wednesdays and Thursdays. The first two, the 9th and 10th of October, are fairy tale nights. And then the 16th and 17th are gaming nights. And then 23 and 24 of October are Marvel Comics. And all those nights have lots of fun and music and costume characters. So we urge families to come on out there from 6 to 8 on those nights.
Excellent on all those points. And, you know, if you haven't been there, it's amazing that I know I brought my granddaughter several times. And lots of times, although she's extremely interested in the pumpkins and the exhibits, she finds other things to look at that I don't look at quite the same.
There's always something. From the minute you walk through the door and they're selling autumn-type food, you walk down the path, there's lots going on in the path. We have a really interesting staff member who does a lot of decorating. Till you get to the trail, there's something to do, and it's not scary.
Right.
It's all, I think John has been very insistent that we make sure it's a family-friendly, family fun event. So any
yeah,
age.
Don't get the wrong idea. This
no,
is not a
fun.
Haunted happening by
no.
any means.
No.
It's artwork. It's tremendous artwork. And some of the I had my granddaughter on my arm last year, I think, and I was looking at this wonderfully carved pumpkin. I think it was Martin Luther King. Was that last year? Do you remember Martin Luther King pumpkin?
Yes.
And I was looking at that, and I thought she was looking at it, and she says it's really cool, and I said yes, it is. But she was talking about the giraffe behind me. So there's lots of things to see, and so I think everybody should take advantage of that. One of the first things you'll see this year when you enter is a marvel in itself. How do you like that segue? Right, it's the Avengers.
Yeah, I thought we'd open up doing a tribute to Stan Lee this year and all his happy characters, and that'll be our initial skit, Mike, as you walk into the show.
Mm-hmm. So Stan Lee, who unfortunately passed away this year, a creator of lots of very, very popular comic books, Spider-Man and many other, Peter Parker and all those people. But so you're going to have an Avengers thing as soon as they walk in the door. So let's listen to a little Avengers music again to help us. We'll be right back. We had a little Avengers music to create our theme, where as you enter the Roger Williams Park Zoo Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, you walk into the Avengers display, and then right after that, changes gears a little bit, becomes about conservation.
Conservation at the zoo, and we're tributing Steve Irwin and a number of Australian animals, Jane Goodall and the gorillas, Jacques Cousteau and ocean wildlife, and yeah, so that's what this one's all about.
Now, let's just, for people that may, you know, the three people that are left that have not seen this yet, let's just explain to them that this is far more, and I don't know if I did it justice, far more than just punching out an eye hole and a nose hole and some teeth in the pumpkin. This is artwork that is very intricate. As you mentioned, 16 hours on that Norman Rockwell that the woman spent. Is how unusual is it for someone to spend 5 or 6 hours on a pumpkin?
That's probably long the average, Mike.
Really?
And, but of course, the Rockwells are a little more detailed, but I think we're doing a dozen Rockwells this season. It kind of typifies what our show's about, we do 120 intricate pumpkins, so 12 of them will be Normans.
120. Now, when you say intricate pumpkins, most of the time, they're not carved right through. You don't see the inside of the pumpkin like a tradition jack-o'-lantern, right?
That's correct. When we hollow these pumpkins out, it's very important that we leave approximately a quarter of an inch, enough to illuminate the light through it. And then the other key aspect, we use LED bulbs so it doesn't heat up the pumpkin and pre-age it. So over the years, we found all these little techniques to give them a few days of shelf life.
Excellent. All right. So we've gone from the Avengers to conservation. And let's get, you know, what better song than Timey Kang?
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting a fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Play your didgeridoo, blue. Play your didgeridoo. Keep playing till I shoot through, blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead,
So he tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and that's it hanging on the shed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
So we've got our kangaroos all tied down, and that brought back a lot of memories, John. You know, I'm thinking about the process that you go through to carve the pumpkins. And when do you start this? Is this, you know, a two-week process, 3 weeks before the event? How long does it take to get organized?
Well, we get the pumpkins in September 13th. We already have all our images on the board. All the artists commence on the house, and we just nonstop drawing until the show opens. And we hope to get duplicates of each one drawn in the event it's warm like it is now. Could happen. I know our first week at the zoo was in the mid-80s for like the whole week, and we were scrambling. So.
Yeah, that doesn't help a lot. Well, you know, people don't think about the pumpkins even being available in the beginning of September, but obviously they are.
They're not, no. And even the ones we had cut on September 13th, they're cut a little early, and consequently the next batch that we get will probably be much larger than the ones we presently have. So it's the nature of the beast.
Now, the average pumpkin in everyone's, I think in my mind, and the average person is thinking it's like the size of a basketball or a volleyball. Yeah. Do you deal with different sizes?
Yeah, well, for the most part, we like using the 70 to 80 pound. It's a nice sizable canvas, so to speak.
70 or 80 pounds, that's a big pumpkin.
Yeah, that's so-so. I mean, it's becoming 2,000-pound pumpkins are becoming common. And what we want to do this year is, for the Veterans Day Memorial, is to do an Iwo Jima pumpkin on like a 2,000-pound pumpkin.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That'll keep you thinking about things to get creative about, right? All right. Let's see. We've gone through the Avengers and then the conservation area with Timey Kangaroo Down, and then we're actually then enter the winter, as we started the program with. So we'll put in another piece of music for winter, and the Nutcracker Suite sounds like the thing for me. We'll come back and talk with Diane more about the zoo itself and how to get in and how to get tickets after we listen to this and have a sure. Lodge, Williams Park Zoo Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular is the feature of tonight's Conducting Conversations program. I'm Mike Maino, very happy to be sitting with Diane and John and talking about all the things you can see and do at the zoo. And Diane, we want to one more time reiterate how people can get tickets and get in the door.
So go to RWP Zoo, so RWPZOO.org. Get on our website, and you can get tickets right through the website or on our mobile app, either way. And follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but you can definitely get the tickets right at RWPZoo.org.
Okay. And One of the things that we touched on in the beginning of the program that I know a lot of Rhode Islanders used to talk about, you know, that in Rhode Island you have directions from, you know, turn left where the blank used to be or that kind of thing. So they don't forget. They remember things. And back in the day, I know when I first started going, parking and traffic was awful. But you've solved that now.
We've pretty much solved it. So Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, we have time ticketing. So if you buy a ticket for 7 o'clock, you're going to come in and there should be parking because the next, you know, as you're leaving, the next group is coming in. So, yeah, we're right off 95. So it's very easy to find us. Saturday nights do get busy. I'm not going to lie. Of course it gets busy. Saturday night.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. But always, no matter what night you come, just follow the parking lot folks. Mm-hmm. They're going to help find a space. They'll work with you. So it's not like in the old days where the traffic was backing up onto 95.
Right. Now, one thing that people might not be aware of is the average time it takes someone to walk through the exhibit. Is this a 15-minute thing or a three-hour thing?
You know what? It really depends on the individual. I would allot at least 45 minutes, but I think what does happen is people get onto the trail and they see these unbelievable pumpkins. You start spending time just gazing at the artwork. So yeah. You could take an hour or 2 hours. It really depends on the individual. And you may, you can come more than once, buy a ticket for a couple of different times in the show. But I think at least give it 45 minutes, if not longer.
All right. Well, that's great tips. And don't forget to get to the website. And one of the things that happens is by doing this, you're supporting the animals at the zoo and the conservation. We left off with the Nutcracker Suite because we were in winter time. But now, John, we're going to go into spring, right?
Into spring.
And spring, you have different carvings of things that would make people think of springtime.
Exactly. This will actually be one of our longer skits. Spring, you got the Equinox, the baseball, Boston Marathon, baby robins. It just list goes on and on. So.
All right. I can't wait to see the marathon one. It's going to be a long pumpkin. All right, let's get to a springtime piece of music with Simon and Garfunkel.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. All chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
All right, we've done winter, we've done spring, and now we're getting into the fall. And tell us about some of the items that will be there for resembling the fall type of programming.
Well, I think, of course, we'll have Halloween and Oktoberfest, Columbus Day, but we're going to be featuring the Veterans Day Memorial with a approximately 2,000-pound pumpkin with the Iwo Jima statue on it, and then in the background we'll have the American Trilogy.
Wow. A 2,000-pound pumpkin. Who would, you know, I know that they're getting bigger and bigger, and Rhode Island, I believe, holds the world record, right, for the largest pumpkin?
Well, he did, Mike. He sells his seeds worldwide, and a fellow in Switzerland grew one in a greenhouse, 2,700 pounds.
Wow.
So that's the largest thus far.
So, but it was his seeds, right? His seeds, yeah, that made it. All right. Well, I can't wait to see that. That's going to be quite something. And to go along with that, we have an Elvis Presley song, An American Trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Singing, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away.
For Dixieland's where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Holy glory, hallelujah. Holy glory, hallelujah. His
thank you.
We've got the audience standing and applauding Elvis's American Trilogy. And Diane, I just want to recap the dates and times and place of what we're talking about.
So the dates are October 3rd through November 3rd. So we're up and running. Get your tickets at rwpzoo.org. And I just want to thank, it takes a village, as we said earlier, to run a zoo. And it certainly takes a village to bring Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular together. And we wouldn't be able to do it without all our sponsors. But two of our key sponsors are Citizens Bank, that is our presenting sponsor, and then Cardi's Furniture and Mattress, who is our giant pumpkin sponsor. And so we're very grateful to both those companies for supporting us.
Both of those companies do a lot in our community, and we thank them for continuing to do it. John, I want to thank you for coming in tonight and bringing us more information about this. Diane, thank you. It's a pleasure to see you.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
I can tell the seasons by when I see you.
That's true.
John, we have one more piece of music to go, and that's Nat King Cole singing Unforgettable. And what does that have to do with your pumpkins?
Each year at the end of the show, we like doing a memorial for all those who passed on, and we thought the Nat King Cole piece is a nice selection to have.
All right. This is going to be towards the end of the trail, as I say?
At the very end.
All right. Yes. Thanks again, everyone, and we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.